Well, it seems very disturbing, not entirely unexpected. There seems to be, again, a clampdown, a systematic campaign of harassment and intimidation of independent voices in Zimbabwe in the run-up to the March 31st elections. At least that is what we're hearing from the ground. And that seems to be why police last week paid repeated visits to the offices of three freelance journalists who are working for international news organizations, threatened them with arrest, warned them that they were facing serious charges, although these charges appear to have been totally trumped up. Indeed, it looks as if the police were looking for an excuse to arrest them. And as a result, during the week, these three senior experienced reporters fled Zimbabwe and are now in exile.
What is the status of those three journalists?
Angus Shaw, who was a longtime contributor to the Associated Press, Brian Latham, another freelancer who worked, among other strings, for Bloomberg Economic News, and Jan Rath, who worked for the German news agency DPA, the Times of London, I believe also for some South African newspapers. So they are the three who are now in exile. They say it's unlikely that they'll go back before the elections. There is also another journalist, Cornelius Nduna, also a freelancer. He contributed, among other things, to the Associated Press Television News. And according to his lawyer, police came hunting for him about 3 weeks ago. The lawyer, when she inquired, was told that they believed he had sensitive tapes that had been handed to him by an employee of the state broadcaster, and that these tapes were of youth camps. So we understand these are the youth camps where militia have allegedly been trained. These youth militia have been accused of attacks and killings of members of the opposition Movement for Democratic Change party over the last 3-4 years.
Now, the Committee to Protect Journalists has sent a letter to President Robert Mugabe. What are you asking for in that letter?
Well, we are, first of all, expressing our absolute outrage at these latest developments, which come, indeed, against the background of repression and repressive legislation against the independent press in the last 4 years. Of course, we remember the closure of the only independent daily newspaper, the Daily News, the expulsion of the last foreign correspondent, Andrew Meldrum of The Guardian, in 2003. So we're expressing outrage. We are also reminding Zimbabwe of its commitment to the Southern African Development Community principles and guidelines governing democratic elections, which include safeguarding freedom of expression. So we are calling on President Mugabe to take those obligations seriously. We are asking him to ensure that police harassment of journalists stops immediately, that our Zimbabwean colleagues, both inside and outside the country, can cover the elections in Zimbabwe freely and independently without fear of arrest or intimidation.